House Bill 1168, an act to provide for a study of the legislative article of the South Dakota Constitution.
House Bill 1168 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Eberst.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, if you read House Bill 1168, it's very self-explanatory. It truly is an opportunity for us to, as a legislative branch of government, to establish a commission that will look at our powers and our responsibilities. If you recall, there was once in the early 1970s, I believe, it was established a commission to look at the executive branch of government. The executive branch, as a result, totally reorganized. Once upon a time, boards and commissions controlled what we now consider cabinet positions. And the governor, and I believe it was Governor Knipe who first benefited from this reorganization, then had the cabinet structure and the secretaries and truly ended up with a better organized and stronger branch of government for that particular endeavor and study. We need now, at this point in time, I believe, to look at ourselves and to do the same thing. There's a list contained within 1168 that talks about recommendations that will be made to the 2003 legislature regarding the length of legislative sessions, legislator term limits, legislative redistricting, legislator conflicts of interest, but most importantly, because some of these may be handled in other ways by the voters, for instance, on a constitutional amendment, but most importantly, the powers and duties of the legislature. By enacting House Bill 1168, we can look at ourselves. Maybe we do need to present to the voters the concept that we need a longer session. Maybe we need a shorter session. Maybe we need a session that every other year goes back to the concept of just focusing on appropriations and not appropriations and bills. I'm not here to speak for a future commission, but I am here to suggest that we could be better served, I believe, by making this step, looking at the legislature in an attempt to strengthen who we are and what we are and how we react to the people. We are representatives of the people. If there's a way we can speak on their behalf, I believe we owe that duty. I urge you to support House Bill 1168 with a yes vote. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of 1168. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers? Apa, Bogue,
aye.
Rose,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Craddock,
aye.
Dugard,
aye.
DeHuick,
aye.
Dennard,
no.
Dietrich Larry,
aye.
Dietrich Elmer, Drake,
no.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield, Hagen, Ham, Hutmacher, Cleven, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Bitter, Valesky, Whiting.
Aye.
Senator Dietrich Elmer. Dietrich Elmer. Senator Valesky. Valesky. Madam President, ayes 26, nays 6, excused 3.
House Bill 1168 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.